Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation and Tourism. Volume 15, Number 4, Fall 2015. Holiday Closings. November 11th, Veterans Day. November 26th and 27th, Thanksgiving. December 24th and 25th, Christmas. January 1st, New Year's Day. Join us in welcoming our new staff. Sky Norwood is our new reader advisor. She joined us in August and has worked for the State Library for 3 years in circulation. She will assist patrons whose last names begin with M, N, O, Q, and S. She enjoys reading young adult novels, paranormal romance, and cozy mysteries. Charlene Moore is our new children's librarian in the Talking Books and Braille Library. She earned her master's degree in library science from LSU in May of 2015. Charlene proudly served the TBBL community for 11 years in the library's Machines and Materials Unit. She now looks forward to serving our young patrons in elementary and secondary schools in obtaining reading materials. She likes nonfiction books on religion, science, and nature. Her current favorite fiction authors include J.L. Mulvihill, Suzanne Collins, Rick Riordan, Alan Gilbreth, and Catherine Stockett. Cassette Book Service Ends. As of January 1st, 2016, no more cassette books will be sent out. If you still have your large yellow cassette player, return it to us for proper disposal. Book Talks. The next book for our email book discussion list is Go Set a Watchman by Harper Lee, DB81896. Go Set a Watchman was the One Book, One Festival selection for the 2015 Louisiana Book Festival. The discussion was led by scholar Gary Richards. If you want to join the TBBL Book Talks email book discussion list, email David Rainey at drainey@slol.lib.la.us. Bonnie Bart at the National Book Festival in Washington, D.C. Bonnie Bart, TBBL Reader Advisor, represented the State Library of Louisiana at the National Book Festival on September 5th in Washington, D.C. She handed out information about the library and Mardi Gras beads. She attended with Annie Robinson of the State Library IT Department. Bard App for Kindle Fire Devices. The Bard mobile application for Android devices version 1.0.2 is now available at the Amazon App Store for patrons who wish to install the app on a Kindle Fire device. Note that only second-generation Kindle Fire devices are equipped to run the Bard mobile application. A list of acceptable Kindle devices is below. However, not all of these devices include accessibility features. If you plan to purchase a device, be sure it is a second-generation device. To download the free app, visit www.amazon.com/mobile-apps/b?node=235014-9011. Enter BARD mobile into the search box. Fire 2015, Fire HD 10 2015, Fire HD 6 2014, Fire HD 7 2014, Fire HD8 2015, Fire HDX 8.9 2014, Fire HDX 8.9 WAN 2014, Fire Phone, Kindle Fire HD 2013, Kindle Fire HDX 2013, Kindle Fire HDX 8.9 2013, Kindle Fire HDX 8.9 WAN 2013, Kindle Fire HDX WAN 2013, Adult SRP. The 2015 Adult Summer Reading Program was a success. 15 readers who completed the program will get their own digital book cartridge loaded with their 10 favorite books. Congratulations! Apps from AFB. The American Foundation for the Blind has 4 apps which are free to download. The Access Note app is a specialized note taker for the iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. Access Note allows users to combine efficient note taking with the countless other features and functions of the iOS devices. The Access World app lets you keep up with the latest issue of Access World magazine, read any article in Access World's entire archive of back issues, and contact any member of the Access World team. The AFB Career Connect app is a tool for professionals, job seekers, parents, and youth who are blind or visually impaired. With this app, teachers and transition specialists can find employment-related lesson plans. You can also browse and read Our Stories, which are packed with informative personal stories from people who are blind or visually impaired and successfully employed in various fields. The AFB Vision Connect app allows doctors and patients who are blind or losing vision to search for local services, save and email these lists to themselves, and explore AFB's web resources about living with vision loss. For more information about these apps, visit www.afb.org. New network-produced audiobooks. DBC 02407, Calm My Anxious Heart by Linda Dillo. Even though we want to be content and trust God, we can still feel overwhelmed by worry. Filled with encouragement and practical help for overcoming anxiety, this book explains what God says about contentment and offers ways to apply it to daily life. DBC 01862, The Idea Factory, Bell Labs and the Great Age of American Innovation by John Gertner. From its beginnings in the 1920s until its demise in the 1980s, Bell Labs, the official research and development wing of AT&T, was the biggest and arguably the best laboratory for new ideas in the world. From transistors and fiber optics to lasers and cellular telephony, it is hard to find an aspect of modern life that has not been touched by Bell Labs. Bestseller. DBC 01861, The Soprano State, New Jersey's Culture of Corruption by Bob Engel. The Soprano State details the you-could-not-make-this-up true story of the corruption that has pervaded New Jersey politics, government, and business for the past 30 years. Bestseller, Some Strong Language. DBC 01522, Goodbye to Yesterday by Wanda E. Brunstetter. Newlyweds Meredith and Luke Stolzfus are an Amish couple who are faced with the greatest challenge of their young lives. Financial struggles, arguments, a suspected pregnancy, a last-minute trip to Middlebury, Indiana, a deadly encounter at a Philadelphia bus station? Will their love and faith be enough to bring them back together again against all odds? DBC 00577, The Huckleberry Murders, A Sheriff Bo Tully Mystery, by Patrick F. McManus. 43-year-old Blight County, Idaho, Sheriff Bo Tully finds three young men, apparently farm laborers, lying by a huckleberry patch, each shot in the back of the head. Tully has his hands full with the rare triple murder, as well as the disappearance of rancher Orville Polson, whose so-called caretaker, Ray Crockett, has entrenched himself on Polson's property. New large print books. Thanks to the Jones Foundation, TBBL was able to purchase new large print books. LP 25316, The Amish Clockmaker, by Mindy Starnes Clark. Matthew and Amanda Zook discover an old but beautifully ornate clock that belonged to the Amish clockmaker, Clayton Raber, who, 50 years earlier, was arrested for the murder of his wife despite his claims of innocence. LP 25319, Dancing Through It, My Journey in the Ballet, by Jennifer Ringer. A behind-the-curtains look at the rarefied world of classical ballet. LP 25320, Dancing with Fireflies, A Chapel Springs Romance, by Denise Hunter. Jade, now pregnant, alone and broke, returns to Chapel Springs after years of protecting her fragile heart. Finding her way home may prove more difficult than she imagined. LP 25326, Jingo, A Western Story, by Max Brand. When Jingo decides to court a judge's daughter, he finds almost everyone out to stop him. The judge, the hopeful suitor, and the brother of the man he shot over a card game. LP 25330, Massacre Canyon, by William W. Johnstone. Smoke Jensen, along with adopted son Matt and lifelong friend Preacher, storm in to battle to save Luke Jensen from the outlawed Kroll brothers. LP 25331, Murder in the Queen's Garden, An Elizabethan Mystery, by Amanda Carmack. The discovery of a skeleton in young Queen Elizabeth's garden cast suspicion on famed astrologer Dr. John Dee. When the doctor's pupil is the victim of a second murder, the concerned queen enlists her trusted Kate to clear the prized astrologer of wrongdoing. LP 25352, What's So Funny? My Hilarious Life, by Tim Conway. Emmy Award-winning comedian details his early life in the suburbs of Cleveland and nearly six decades in the entertainment industry. LP 25348, The Sentinels of Andersonville, by Tracy Groot. Confederate Corporal Emory Jones leads Andersonville prisoner Dance Pickett and Southern Belle Violet Stiles into a daring act that could hang them for treason. Wrestling with the harsh truth, they must decide, who is my neighbor? Talking Books and Braille Library 2015 Annual Patron Survey. To help us better serve you and meet your needs, please contact your reader advisor at 1-800-543-4702 to complete the 2015 survey. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. 2016 Louisiana Young Readers' Choice Award. The 2016 Louisiana Young Readers' Choice Program is a reading enrichment program of the Louisiana Center for the Book in the State Library of Louisiana. There are three categories, grades 3 through 5, grades 6 through 8, and Teen Readers' Choice for grades 9 through 12. Students read from the nominated titles during 2015 and vote on their favorite by February 1, 2016. To qualify, students must be from Louisiana and have read three of the titles in the appropriate grade category. Your child can help decide who will win. To vote, call 1-800-543-4702. TBBL has copies of these LIRC titles in Braille, BR, Digital Audiobook, DB, and Large Print Formats, LP. Grades 3 through 5 nominated title list. BR 20036, Brave Girl, Clara and the Shirtwaist Maker's Strike of 1909 by Michelle Markell. BR 20118, Elvis and the Underdogs by Jenny Lee. BR 20288, Fortunately, The Milk by Neil Gaiman. DB 82231, Case File 13, Zombie Kid by J. Scott Savage. DB 77918, Escape from Mr. Limoncello's Library by Chris Grabenstein. DB 78380, Former Will Allen and the Growing Table by Jacqueline Briggs Martin. DB C 03831, Henry and the Cannons, An Extraordinary True Story of the American Revolution by Don Brown. DB 82212, Mountain Dog by Margarita Engel. DB 79687, Sugar by Jewel Parker Rhodes. DBC 01440, Rump, The True Story of Rumpelstiltskin by Liesl Shurtleff. Grade 6 to 8 nominated title list. DB 77917, Counting by Sevens by Holly Goldberg Sloan. DB 78281, The Heartbreak Messenger by Alexander Vance. DB 78007 and BR 20405, One Came Home by Amy Timberlake. DB 77104 and BR 20161, SYLO, The SYLO Chronicles Book 1 by DJ McHale. Teen Reader's Choice Grades 9 through 12 Nominated Title List. Teens must read two selections from the nominated title list in order to vote. BR 20076, DB 76631, and LP 25264, The Fifth Wave by Rick Yancey. DB 76406, Eleanor and Park by Rainbow Rowell. DB 77545, Fangirl by Rainbow Rowell. DB 78224 and BR 20449, The Living by Matt de la Peña. DB 77826, The Naturals by Jennifer Lynn Barnes. DB 76282 and BR 19878, Orleans by Sherry Smith. DB 77602 and BR 20664, Steelheart by Brandon Sanderson. DB 76899, Winger by Andrew Smith. For a full list of the LIRC titles, go to www.state.lib.la.us/literacy-and-reading/Louisiana-young-2019. www.reader-readers-choice. State Library announces Letters About Literature contest. The 23rd Annual Letters About Literature contest, a national reading and writing competition for students, has been announced by the Center for the Book in the Library of Congress. To enter, 4th through 12th grade students write a personal letter to a living or dead author of any genre explaining how that author's book, poem, or play changed their views of the world or themselves. Students may enter on their own or through their schools or local libraries in three levels: Level 1 for grades 4 through 6, Level 2 for grades 7 through 8, and Level 3 for grades 9 through 12. The National LAL team will select finalists from each state for each competition level, and Louisiana winners will be chosen by a panel of judges from throughout the state. Louisiana winners will receive $100 for first place, $75 for second place, and $50 for third place, and will be recognized at next year's Louisiana Book Festival. First place winning letters will be submitted to the Library of Congress for the national competition with the chance of winning up to $1,000. Each student's letter and entry coupon available online must be sent to Letters About Literature, care of Project Manager C. Gourley, 81 Oliver Street, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 18705. The postmark deadline for Level 3 is December 4th and January 11th for Levels 1 and 2. The entry forms and information, as well as teacher's guide, may be downloaded at www.read.gov/letters. Letters About Literature is made possible by a generous grant from the Dollar General Literacy Foundation, with additional support from gifts to the Center for the Book in the Library of Congress, which promotes the contest through its affiliate Centers for the Book, state libraries, and other organizations. In Louisiana, the contest is made possible by the Louisiana Center for the Book in the State Library of Louisiana, with the assistance of the Louisiana Writing Project and the Louisiana Library and Book Festival Foundation. Funding for prizes is provided by the Library of Congress grant. Summer Reading Program 2015 Winners. Congratulations to our 46 young patrons who completed this year's Summer Reading Program. Participants read an amazing 685 books. Those who completed the program received a T-shirt, a sports bag, and a certificate of achievement. Thanks to everyone who contributed to making this year's Summer Reading Program the best one ever. Free apps for children. WonderBaby.org recently posted a list of free Apple and Android apps for children who are blind or visually impaired. These apps are great for encouraging fine motor skills, communication, and visual stimulation. These five apps are available free from iTunes and Google Play. Art of Glow, a drawing program. Baby Finger HD, for very young children. Talking Tomcat, an interactive image program. Sounding Board, a communication board program. Pocket Pond, an interactive image program. Pocket Zoolite, for very young kids. Fluidity HD, interactive pictures. For more information and a further list of apps for blind or visually impaired children, visit the Apps and Education section at www.wonderbaby.org. Support our TBBL Friends organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions: Frank Baines, Jennifer Angiers, in honor of Leola Walker. Since 1981, The Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped communities statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection and TBBL's summer reading program and descriptive video collection, and it supports volunteer efforts in the area. Donations from the foundation were used to purchase 35 new large print books. Please contact your reader advisor if you are interested in ordering some of these. To contribute, make checks payable to the foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Caruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. Library address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Telephone numbers: toll free 800-543-4702. Phone 225-342-0035. Fax 225-342-6817. Braille service 800-453-4293. Email tbbl@state.lib.la.us, tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Hours: Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Email and phone hours: Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Library services: recorded books and magazines, braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, descriptive videos, online catalog, barred download service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.